Dreamscape presents Culture Smart Ethiopia by Sarah Howard. Narrated by Peter Noble. Introduction. Set in Africa, but not wholly African. An isolated nation, yet receptive to the outside world. Hierarchical and conservative, yet innovative and desirous of modernity. Conformist as a people, and yet fiercely independent as individuals. The Ethiopian identity defies definition. No sooner have you made a generalization than you realize it does not apply to some other part of the country. This is because Ethiopia was once an empire, made up of many different peoples and cultures. On the whole, this audiobook describes Ethiopia's dominant culture, which is Orthodox Christian, Highland-based, and uses Amharic as its first or second language, and makes reference to other regional cultures where it seems necessary. Ethiopia exists simultaneously in different time periods. It has a long documented history and is undergoing very great change. Its people, when they see something new that might work to their advantage, will embrace it and find ways to improve on it. Modern democracy, however, has understandably been slower to achieve, given the strong historical antecedents of its monarchy. Then there is the question of urban and rural life. Most Ethiopians live in the countryside in much the way their great-grandparents did. City folk could almost be another race. Their chic dress and skills on the computer belong to the Western world, but their prowess as horsemen and skills as herbalists belong to the countryside. The audiobook focuses mainly on urban Ethiopians because they're the ones most likely to be encountered by foreigners. But for perspective, everything we state should be tested against what rural people think or do. All Ethiopians are proud of their history. They're so proud, in fact, that some outsiders see them as arrogant. They are, perversely, also almost proud of the fact that their country was not modernized as quickly as other African states with a colonial past. Their freedom is worth more to them than having an infrastructure for economic development. Ethiopians are also passionate about bureaucracy. They feel no need to question it, although they
Sample complete. Ready to continue?